Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia.
And good evening, my love.
Hello, my love. How are you?
Oh, you were a little bit worried about your headphones then, weren't you, dear?
I couldn't hear anything. I thought I was going to have like an hour of Helen Keller. Again.
Which would be, can I say, which would be so good for radio. Oh, yet again. We found ourselves here yet again on a Wednesday night at Joy 94.9, my love.
Well, the temperature's just dropped about 10 degrees. Gotta love Melbourne.
I know.
36 one minute, 9 the next.
It's unbelievable. My love.
Yes.
What's Chatterbox about?
Oh, we are a talk show where we bring in a member of the community, LGBTIQA, and tonight we've got a gorgeous A, which stands for ally.
Yes.
Doesn't stand for Anna Murphy, doesn't stand for asexual, doesn't stand for arsehole, stands for ally. Person that stands at the front line with us all fighting, I don't know, yeah, doing whatever, but yeah.
Oh, standing up for the good cause.
Absolutely. So we've got the gorgeous Sasha Bowen in, who is corporate wordsmith slash yogi to the stars.
Who is that girl? We will find out tonight on Chatterbox. And my love, you've chosen a cracker for tonight.
Well, do you know, we had a guest in over Christmas that picked their worst song, their embarrassing song as part of Out of the Box, which was Santa Maria by Tatiana, which is a song that I used to get ready to in the 90s before
and
I would go
I
out.
Used to dance around the dance floors of many Melbourne clubs as well.
Well, I stumbled across it and it turns out it's it seemed good anyway. That's our first track for the night.
Oh.
I've got a feeling it might be a little bit shit. But anyway, let's start the show with the gorgeous Santa Maria by Tatiana. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. And that was our first track for the night, which was Santa Maria by Tatiana. And God.
That's so, you know what, in my head, better memories than that song.
It just sounds so big in my apartment and so full. It filled my head full of 90s gorgeous pop. Now it's just a bit of old shit. But we've had a message that's from our gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous listener, Scotty, which says, oh, my God, I love Santa Maria. So bad it's good. Reminds me of the market. Love, Scotty. Kiss.
Oh, bless.
Oh, we've got another one from long-time listener, first-time guest last week, which is the gorgeous John from Birmingham.
Yes.
Says, doesn't time fly? I can't believe it's been a week since I had the honour of being part... Oh, she's back on herself again. So, yeah, the honour of being part of your fantastic show. As I said last week, it's the best hour of radio around. Thank you, John. You're a wonderful guest.
Can I say, John was super excited when I posted the podcast. I think the entire office knew. Now, my love.
Yes.
It's very exciting. Who's that girl?
Oh, it's this week's guest.
Yes.
corporate wordsmith extraordinaire.
And also yogi teacher extraordinaire.
To the stars.
To the stars.
Anyone can align your chakras and punctuate your speeches. It's our guest this evening, which is the one, the only... Sasha Bowen. Oh, welcome to Chatterbox.
Welcome to Joy.
How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me. Oh, this is so exciting.
It's an absolute pleasure because you've tuned in many, many times because there's
been a lot
of your chums on this show.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of chums, we've been chums for a while.
We have.
How did we meet?
Oh, we used to live around the corner from each other.
That was in Hawthorne, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, it was. And we were both quite close to a certain bottle shop.
Yeah.
Where we would cross paths every now and again.
For the listeners at home, we used to live across the road from a bottle shop that was literally open 365 days a year from 10 a.m. till 3 a.m. They only shut for 7 hours a day when you were asleep.
It was a community service.
It really was.
It was.
We met the lovely Sasha. Well, we knew Sasha before that, but
well, look, I've always said at our house the bar opens up at Cup Day and shuts at Easter.
But I actually do remember a Cup Day where you were wandering past and we were sitting outside having a lovely old time and we saw your head bob past our door and it was like,
yeah,
come in.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I don't think I left for a day or so.
We drank
wonderful. Yes.
Copious amounts of pink drinks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Much fun. Much fun.
But you're here tonight.
Yeah.
My goodness, you're a busy girl to pin down, my love. You've always got something on the go.
Well, Wednesdays I used to teach yoga, so for a while there I couldn't come in for that reason. But now I'm all yours.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Gosh. So the yoga teacher's on hold for a bit, isn't it?
It is. Yes. It is. Got all knocked up. So down dog really isn't an option at present.
For those without radio vision tonight on Joy 94.9, Sasha is... How many months pregnant are you now, Sash?
Oh, look, I'm going to go with about 5. I think it's around 5 at this point. It's in weeks, so it's 22 weeks.
You're our first pregnant guest.
Yeah.
Stop it. So not the last, I'm sure.
There's technically 4 of us in the studio tonight.
Yes. That's right.
Oh, my God. Your baby's on Joy before even...
We're getting him ready for, you know, stardom already.
Oh,
getting him
my
out in
gosh.
The airwaves. Yes.
Can't believe it. How exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah, just really remember, exciting. We don't know about burping no babies, Miss Scarlett.
I know. No.
So, Sybil, hold your water tonight.
That's right.
All right?
That's right. Oh, yeah. Holding it. We're good.
I think I've done all the jokes now, haven't I, my
love? Yes, you have. Why don't we go to a community service announcement, pay the bills, and then we can come back and found out all about early Sasha.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, the gorgeous Sasha Bowen on Joy 94.9. Now, darling, this is the part of the show where we get our guests to tell us a little bit about where they originally came from. Ooh. Where were the early years?
I grew up on the Mornington Peninsula.
Did you?
Yeah. So I grew up very kind of Australiana, by the beach, you know, fish and chips.
You're a very urban girl now. But That hasn't always been the case.
No. I grew up actually very much coastally, you know, like just lots of surfing, lots of, you know, falling in love with surfer boys, all that sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah. It was all very kind of Summer Bay and milkshakes and
daughter
that
of
sort
a pharmacist,
stuff.
I hear.
Yes.
The only one who could ever teach me was the daughter of a pharmacist.
Very
you know
true,
what? No offense. You got to work on that tune, my love. I don't know where we were going there. So really, you know, you were the quintessential neighbours or Summer Bay babe who grew up.
Babe. Well, Bless you.
Chicky babe.
Yes. Yeah.
Where most people from overseas, when they watch Australian soaps, think we all live like that, but you really did.
Yeah, absolutely. I was pretty lucky. At the time, I couldn't wait to kind of move to the city and not be so known, you know, kind of small town, kind of, you know, coastal life. But, I was very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Yeah. So on Chatterbox, we asked our guests to talk through song and chat of their life. And your first song tonight is a classic Australian, well, originally British. She's Aussie now and then she called herself American for a period of time. Olivia Newton-John's song, Physical.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of those songs that as a kid I would just go crazy dancing to in the living room.
Yeah.
And I guess almost as an extension of the Barbie doll, like Olivia Newton-John was like, oh my God, she is beautiful.
She was a gorgeous puppet.
Like, I just, you know, and again, in Radio Land, like I am far from blonde or any of those things, but I just thought she was stunning and I loved the song and I was mad for Grease. I was mad for everything. I wanted to look like her and be like her and all those things.
Now, do you remember, now, I don't know about you because ONJ, huge love for ONJ back in, I think it was 83 when Physical came out.
Because this was post-Xanadu, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Post-Grease, post-Xanadu.
Yeah.
And she was just hot.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
She had the aerobics body, the perfect hair, that short blonde hair.
Yes.
Which was, she looked gorgeous. And that when they did this, they purposely did the film clip set in the gym as a bit of a tongue-in-cheek because it's all about sex. Now, I had no idea when I was a kid listening to this was about sex.
No, not at all. Yeah.
I thought this is what people listen to at the gym. Do you know the funny thing? Doing an aerobics class.
Yeah. And this shows how things have changed.
Yeah.
The song and the video were banned at the time because they were deemed to be...
too raunchy.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
You think about it, it was just a high-cut leotard and a pair of pink dance tights.
Absolutely. Harmless. Yeah.
Whereas now, God, that's like formal wear. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's G-rated.
But yeah, it was banned. But so the film, Lily was a bad girl.
I did not know that.
And the film clip was edited... there's a scene in it where the four hot guys all couple off and walk out of the gym holding hands, and Livy is left with the big huge fat guy, and then they throw a tennis racket over their hands and walk out. It's very camp, but that was edited from Countdown, MTV, because of the gay connotations to it. And it's so...
oh, I was oblivious.
It's so naive, not naive, but it's really innocent now.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, that's... yeah, I'm so surprised by that. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's so innocent. But here she is now, Olivia ONJ. Oh, let's get physical.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, the gorgeous Sasha Bowen on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, the gorgeous Sasha Bowen on Joy 94.9. And that was Sasha's first choice, which was...
ONJ.
Liddy with Let's Get Physical.
Oh, raunchy, my love, raunch.
Well, Sasha Bowen, phones are ringing off the hook. We've got a message come through from Jack of Kenzie's.
Yes.
And this relates to our first song of the night, which was Santa Maria by Tatiana. It says, oh my God, Santa Maria, I've been transported into a 90s sleazeball where I wore a lot of leather and lamé and remember ringing my mother at 10:30 on a Sunday morning sleaze and having a grand old chat. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Love, Jack from Kenzie's.
I love you, Jax. And hey, hello, boys. What a treat to be listening to the three of my best on Chatterbox. You sound like you were born in that seat, Sasha. And that's from the beautiful Dan Math.
Oh, it's Danny Math.
As long as she doesn't give birth in that seat, we're all fine.
I promise we're good. I promise.
We've got another one from Tony from Toorak, which says, have a great show. You sound great. You rock, Sasha. Love, Tony.
Oh, bless you, Tony.
And look, another message has just popped through. Loving ONJ. Ace choice, Sash. You and your baby are stars, mother darling. Awesome show, boys. Amity of Brunswick and James of Chinatown.
Emma. Oh, James.
And Pat and Jazz.
Yeah.
Now, Sasha Bowen, before we went to your first song, which was Physical.
Yes.
We were talking about growing up in, well, the Summer Bay of the Mornington Peninsula, quite frankly.
You
were
drinking milkshakes.
You were the Marilyn of Mount Eliza.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I'm remembered, for sure. Yeah.
You're the Marilyn that turned into the angel.
Yes, things got dark after that, but yeah.
But the girl we know now is not a beach girl.
No.
What not happened? At all. What was the bridge from Summer Bay?
I moved to St Kilda when I was 16.
Oh, my, 16?
Wow.
Yeah, not alone. That sounded far more intrepid. No, I came
with
Mum.
You're working as a cocktail waitress.
That's right. Just left one night and never went back. No, not at all. Yeah, I moved to St Kilda with Mum, and we lived on Beaconsfield Parade.
Yep.
And I started going to school in Melbourne and started wearing an array of kind of Dangerfield wear with lots of red lips, and I dyed my hair black.
Oh,
and
wow.
Started reading some dark poetry and listening to Nick Cave and,
Sylvia Plath was clearly on the menu.
Was it a shock to your system coming from the peninsula to St Kilda, or did you just embrace it and love it?
I really loved it because you're sort of anonymous for the first time, you know, and it was a real joy to kind of have this opportunity to recreate yourself because I had no idea who you were or who your brothers were or where you went to school or any of those things.
It's like the witness protection program, but without crime, basically.
Yes, but living in St Kilda, you know.
And it still was probably edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, St Kilda, yeah.
It was. It was still, you know, it still had a little bit of bohemian kind of vibe to it, not as touristy as it is now. Yep. So it was so different from where I'd grown up. And, yeah, I just loved it.
Fantastic. So you met a gorgeous friend of ours. I think this is how we met, which was Anity, who was one of our earliest guests. I think she was on show number 2.
Yeah.
And was that when, at what point was that? Was that when you first moved down, or was it a little bit later?
That was later. So I had a couple of years just to finish off high school.
Yeah.
And then we all started working together at a pancake establishment. And as you know so well, I can't believe you guys didn't work there at this point because we're all such, mates.
This is a well-known pancake establishment owned by the Scientologists.
Yes!
That one. Yes.
Same one.
The lawyers will be ringing in.
I didn't know how much I could say, so I just said pancakes.
No. We'll just leave it at, lovely.
Yeah.
So
Katie Holmes did.
Allegedly. So the gang all got together.
Yes.
You went to uni, hanging out.
Yeah, well, Am and I moved out together just before I started at uni.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were mates, but we weren't anywhere near as close as we are now.
Yeah.
But it was very much a bit of a, you know what, we've got to move out of home. Are you ready? I'm ready. Let's do this. So we did, and now, we've been best friends forever.
Yeah.
But, that's sort of the leap from the peninsula to St Kilda and living in this like very, dingy little place in Paran with, that crazy brown carpet that kind of had a smell about it, but the price was right.
The sort of the carpet that used to be really popular in hospitals or sort of public schools.
But it's so good for spills, It's so good for parties. It's even at the time, because I was a furious smoker, like that comes right out too. So everything, so it worked really well for
carpet
for that
looks
time
like underlay.
Life. Yes. Yes.
Terribly, terribly
red wine
forgiving.
Just adds to it, it doesn't even leave a mark. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's hard. It's funny because thankfully the older I'm getting, the nicer the house.
That's how it works.
So good.
Hopefully.
Because some of the shit boxes I've lived in across Australia, when Andy and I started dating, he had his place and I virtually moved in. I'm such a lesbian.
Did you get a cat right away?
Yeah. Oh, no, but I wanted it.
Yeah.
And then when we moved to our first apartment, and it was like, finally, I actually feel quite grown up because this is the apartment I really wanted to live in at 18, but I can only afford to live in now at 26.
That's right. But the cool thing is at 18, it's kind of enough that you're out of home.
Totally.
So it's kind of doesn't even matter about the carpet, and you're robust. It's like, yeah, I want, you know, it's okay if the sink's strange and the bath's funny and the shower doesn't have hot water.
And that funny smell you never can get rid of out of the sink. Yeah, there's exactly. Just that, oh.
I remember the first two places I lived in. The one was in the UK and my father came around and saw it and never let my mother actually come around and see it because it would have broken her heart.
She would have got so upset, your mum.
And the second place I lived in, she actually did come to see, and it was in Perth and it was in Northbridge. And there were knife marks in my bedroom door where somebody had been murdered about four tenants before.
Yeah.
And she cried all the way home in the car because it was such a shithole.
Oh, no.
And I used to have to put tissue paper in the fireplace because cockroaches would fall down the fireplace in the night.
Oh, wow.
It was hideous. It was a shithole.
That really does sound like the shitbox. I think you might have won the shitbox award. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy and our very special guest. Who's that girl? Sasha Bowen, only on Joy 94.9.
Whatever your taste, you'll find it weeknights on Joy 94.9.
Taste. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, the gorgeous Sasha Bowen on Joy 94.9. Now, we've had another thrush of messages come through.
Can you believe it?
I can believe it.
Can you believe it? My love, first message.
We've had a beautiful message coming through from one of my favourite people, the gorgeous Chelsea Cassio, saying, I can't believe you have a five-month-old fetus on the show. Is there anything you boys won't do? Less ads, more Sasha. Ooh. Chelsea Cassie.
Oh, bless you,
Chels. Chels, we want more Sasha, but we got to pay some bills, darling.
We're the Jerry Springer of community radio.
Yes. Andy.
We're Maury.
Andy.
My baby daddy.
We've had a beautiful message from your partner, Renna. Great show, gents. What a sexy guest. Oh, to be the father of the baby. Enough to drive a man to move to Summer Bay and learn how to surf.
Oh, Renna.
Oh, gosh. And finally, hi, loving the tunes. We had a stressful day and finally laying in bed enjoying the show, feeling loved up from Naomi and Anthony.
Hi, guys.
Are they your people?
Are they your peeps?
I don't know. I don't think this is the baby brain. Naomi, Anthony, you know what?
After the show, it's like, it's Anthony. I grew up with you. Same street.
Yeah,
we went to university together.
I went
to your wedding.
We could have shared a milkshake. I don't know.
Naomi and Anthony, if you're not connected to any of this in any way, just go to our Facebook page, which is Chatterbox on Joy 94.9 /something.
Thanks
and
for listening.
Just like us.
Now, my love, tell us a little bit about what, just for people who've tuned in tonight, maybe for the first time, maybe like Naomi and Anthony.
Yes.
What's our show about?
We are a talk show where we bring in a member of the community, GLBTIQA or otherwise, and they get to basically tell their story to you and I, have a bit of a natter, and choose four songs.
Absolutely.
That are important to them. So Sasha's first song was ONJ, which was growing up in the Mornington Peninsula.
And your second song, Sash?
It's a lot darker.
It is.
Look, darkness did descend, but I was also very much going out and having a really good time too. So I don't want you to get too concerned. But, you know, I was an art student. I was, you know, had the dark hair. I had all this sort of stuff going on. I was working in a pancake establishment.
Owned by Scientology.
Yeah. There's a lot of conflicting kind of energies at play. So this was a song that I would put on on dark days, and it was also a song that I would make my very bright and happy, you know, mates dance to at my house when I reached a certain level and I was like, you know what, I think it's time. And I put it on and, you know, eventually we all knew the words. So everyone won.
I heard
fine.
This when I downloaded it. And can I say from a party perspective?
Yeah.
This is the cold spoon on the dick of party songs, quite frankly.
No, it's rousing. It's not. It's like, ooh, embrace your darkness.
It's not arousing, that's for sure.
Well, what is your second song, Sasha?
It's Violet by Hole.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Sasha Bowen.
Ooh, embrace it, people.
And the grotty old Courtney Love on Joy 94.9.
And all the stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no. My life and day. Mine is forever. My life and day. Mine is forever. Get
how rock and roll was that?
Don't you feel uplifted now?
I swear to God, I've got tampons in my ears to stop the bleeding.
I'm so impressed you guys let me play that. That's amazing.
Can I say, I'm waiting for the hate mail. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Sasha, only on Joy 94.9. Now, Sash, during Hole.
Yes.
The anger.
Yeah.
The anger of Hole. We've had a couple more messages come through.
Oh, see?
Andy.
Brings
the
us all together.
Amity of Brunswick sent another message through and said, Sashi, best song ever. We will always be the grungy, more smoky version of Laverne and
yes,
Shirley.
Yes, we will.
Best comment of the
yes,
night.
Testified ammo.
Schlemiel,
yes.
Schlemazel. Or pass out in your own vomit.
The wonderful Scotty sent through a message saying, love a girl with a dark side.
Bless you, Scotty.
I think we all do, Scotty. And we've had another one saying, my love, would you like to read that out?
Your voice is a missed presence in our house, Sasha, but perfectly suited to radio. Love the whole selection. Love you and your fetus. And Adam, listening to you from Ray Street.
Oh, shut up!
Oh, shut the front door!
Hi, guys! So chuffed. Wow.
Who are they?
They're my old housemates.
Oh,
so I used to live
great.
In Ray Street. They're awesome.
Oh, that's
people.
Awesome.
Yay.
Now, Sash.
Yes.
You're not one for sitting down for too long, are you?
No, generally not.
Yeah.
Now, I am increasingly so with my 5-month human, but yeah. When I'm, you know, a civilian.
But you're also something of a dual soul, I've always found, because there's always been this sort of, like, corporate edge to you, which goes to work in reasonably high-powered jobs.
Yeah.
Reasonably.
And there's also this other side to you that...
Who wants to run off...
Just a big old hippie, frankly,
yeah.
with a
yeah.
carpet bag.
Absolutely. Yes.
Carpet bag. My love, hippie, not bloody Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Now, was it last year or the year before you went away on a lovely special trip?
You know, it's almost 12 months ago on the dot.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That I went to India about this time last year. Yeah.
And what did you go there for? Where did you go and why did you go?
I went to Rishikesh and I stayed on an ashram for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And I went to an international yoga festival and I just had the chance to be an absolute hippie, you know. I stayed in like a little pokey little dorm with someone else who had come along and,
wow.
you know, a teacher visiting from Europe to put on all these workshops.
Did you go on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How adventurous.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Was it confronting?
Yeah,
or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I remember being in Delhi and catching the train and there are just people throughout the train station
yeah.
sleeping and on the ground and there's, you know, there's
hens.
Like, yeah, there's yeah. cattle and hens. There's like stuff and people everywhere, smells
yeah.
and just there's a whole different level of crowdedness in India that
yeah.
I don't think anything can really prepare you for.
But then when you got to the ashram?
Oh, it was all kind of, you know, incense and light. It was beautiful.
And how long were you there for?
2 weeks.
So what did you do while you were there?
I just went from kind of class to class, workshops, and, you know, sat out and sprawled on what
yeah.
were these rolling kind of lawns that were at the foot of the Himalayas and talked to people that had come from all across the world to, you know, do lots of yoga, basically. So
oh,
it was
wow.
it was pretty incredible. Yeah, met some crazy folks, some very, very good yoga teachers.
Yeah.
And, got to just really immerse myself in,
yeah.
in where is, you know, the birthplace of yoga.
Because you're a qualified yoga instructor, aren't you?
I am, yes.
And we've talked about it. I'm going to teach you to do a smoky eye one day and you're going to teach me how to meditate. Because
well, yeah.
you'd
that's
rock a smoky eye and I'm just uptight. I need to relax.
Need to relax, yeah. Easy done. We can
yeah,
do that.
Yeah. But I remember you telling us stories of like... Was it watching the sunset or watching the sunrise? And
probably both.
Both?
Yeah, because you'd get up early
yep.
to do lots of yoga and you did it out by the Ganges. So
yeah.
you'd be out
oh.
with, you know, some world-renowned yoga teacher and there'd be probably about 60, 70 of you
yeah.
all
wow.
lined up. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And then at every night they'd close the day's classes with a fire ceremony. So then same again, but
yeah.
Just... being down by the waters with all the swamis, and you know, they'd light the fires, and it was really, it was quite something.
It was
pretty special. Yeah.
Was it also a little bit, obviously, clearly it was a retreat, but was it all sort of a real spiritual in the sense of what you were eating and drinking, the whole experience?
Yeah, for a girl who likes a drink, you know, this was very much vegan eating, and you know, there wasn't even really caffeine there, you know, so it was, the closest it came to was like a quite a weak chai tea.
So it wasn't like yoga classes ended and it was like Bacardi breezes came out. No, and there was like wet yoga pants competitions.
that's right.
No.
Can I say Swami gone wild spring break? I can't imagine it, my love.
No, you had to cross the river to do that. But,
oh, you always have to cross the river to do that, girl.
Absolutely.
Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Sasha, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy
94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Sasha, on Joy 94.9. Now, we've had another message while we've had those lovely community service announcements, and I try to discover the ability to read. And it says, Sasha, if you have a daughter, would you name her Violet? And if you have a boy, would you name him Kurt? Love, Scotty.
Oh, no.
No, she won't, Scotty.
But I'm torn, Scotty, if that helps.
Now, my love.
Yes.
Sasha.
Yeah, we're on to Sasha's third track of the night, which is something quite current and lovely and, well, a little bit sexy and makes everybody want to get up and dance.
Exactly.
What is it, Sasha Bowen? What is your third track of the night?
It's Uptown Funk, Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
Why did you pick this?
It's just one of those instant happiness songs, you know. Every time I hear it, I just have this big goofy smile on my face, and watching the video just makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, someone who can rock a pink blazer deserves our respect. Seriously. So I love it. I just, it's one of those
someone
songs
that isn't Patty Newton.
That's right. And people in the world can do
it. I love the fact that they've sampled from Everybody Walk the Dinosaur in this song. I love Mark Ronson. And you're listening to him now. It's Uptown Funk on Joy 94.9.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Just watch.
This is Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, the gorgeous Sasha Bowen on Joy 94.9. And Sasha, that was your third track for the night, which was Uptown Funk.
Yes.
Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson, or Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars.
Yes.
Well, we're at a very special part of the show tonight.
Oh, my goodness. It's Out of the Box.
Oh, look
where
out.
We ask our guests, we put you in the hot seat and ask you really some embarrassing songs about you. Embarrassing questions about you.
Good.
Now, Sasha B, this first one, we normally would talk about embarrassing TV shows, but you are a TV guru.
Yeah.
And you've put me onto more good TV shows than anybody else I know.
I am committed.
So what's one of your good TV shows that you've got at the moment that I need to get into?
Oh, look, it's still good in that it is so kind of bad and it's got so much sex and violence and sort of ridiculous dialogue.
Downton?
Banshee.
Oh, no.
Wow, one extreme to the other. Yeah. Banshee.
What's Banshee about?
Oh, God. It's about this detective in a small town that's got a dark past. There's like an Indian tribe and an Amish kind of group that are both in kind of organized crime, and everyone's sleeping with each other. It's magnificent.
So worth a watch.
Yes. Right. Absolutely.
Oh, two thumbs up from Miss Bowen. That's our weekend, isn't it, Mum?
Because you have put us onto many, many a good TV show.
Yes. This isn't a thinking kind of one. It's more of a sit back and just watch the craziness.
I've just come off 4 weeks of Celebrity Big Brother, so believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Can I say she needs something?
Yeah.
Okay. Not entirely sure. My brain is engaged. Again,
yes. This will be a good sort of transition one then to get you to a really smart
MKR's cutting it for me. It's not quite cutting it for Andy at the moment.
Gotcha.
Next question, my love.
What's the worst thing you've ever worn, Sasha Bowen?
Denim boots. Denim boots. That's
is there
right.
Such a thing of denim boots?
Yeah, there is.
What type of boots were they? Were like scrunch boots or like?
No. They were still kind of cowgirl, but they were denim. And I thought they were amazing, and I, you know, matched them with a bit of a rah-rah, and I felt amazing. I felt like, you know what, I'm sophisticated and pretty, and I'm going places.
Nothing
you know?
Says pretty and sophisticated and going places like denim cowboy boots.
I know.
I'm still trying to picture them in my head. I can't get a pic. You're going to have to show me a picture
one
day.
I will. Yeah, but I honestly, I don't know what's worse. The fact that I'm wearing them or the fact that I've got this big grin on my face that I'm proud that I'm wearing them. There's a whole mix of wrongness to the photos.
Do you know denim is one of those fabrics that you think works on everything, but there's certain things when you hear the words like denim boots, denim shoes, denim hat.
Yes.
Denim coat is another one where it's like, nope. Denim doesn't work on
denim
everything.
Denim does not work on everything. My love, next question.
Who's your least favourite celebrity?
Oh, Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry, I'm done.
Yep.
I don't want to see your bottom anymore. I don't want to see you.
Ka-ching, Kardashian.
Seriously, it's
enough.
Enough already.
Literally, pap smear. That's the only thing we haven't seen of her. It's just
to
the
point what's now next? Where, yuck. Yeah.
No. It's,
horrendous.
It's not on.
And
is
the
it?
Whole mob.
Yeah. I'm through. I never really jumped on board even for a period of time and have gotten sick of them. I just always thought they were rubbish.
I think it's that retrospective fame thing that does my head in, where it's like you get a TV show and then you try and you become famous and then you try and figure out a talent to support your fame. And it's like...
Yeah.
You're just famous for nothing.
But
you're
then
like,
you marry into some fame and you have the baby. And
can I say,
the Gabor
that Kanye,
sisters for now. It's like Zsa and Ava Gabor. They weren't good at
but
anything.
But at least they appeared just, in things.
It's the same.
Green
the
Acres.
Turn up in stuff. Yeah, they're not good at anything. They just turn up
that's
in stuff.
That's true. Do you know what? Ava Gabor had a wonderful line. She said, darling, I'm always an excellent housekeeper. After I divorce the man, I always keep the house. You're listening to Chatterbox Tonight with Brett and Andy and our special guest, Sasha. Only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andy and our special guest, the gorgeous Sasha Bowen. And baby!
Yay! I know!
Because we've got our youngest guest in the studio tonight who is 27 weeks, 24 weeks.
22
weeks.
Yes.
Oh my God, can you believe it?
Now, Sasha, tell us about your last song and why you chose it.
Well, my last song is actually from the incredible film Footloose.
Oh, seminal 80s movie.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
It's Let's Hear It for the Boy. And
why have you chosen that?
The reason behind the song is that I know that we're having a boy.
Yay! Little baby boy.
Yeah. So
how
it just
exciting.
Felt right. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God. And, you know, we are going to miss the baby shower. I do apologise for that, darling.
That's okay.
We'll put money in a card and do a small muffin basket.
Oh, that's all fine. There'll be plenty of baby parties, so that's fine.
Have you had a lot of people giving you advice yet about babies?
Yeah, there's been a bit of that. There's been a lot of kind of war stories and horror stories that make you kind of sit back.
Which you really want to hear when you're pregnant.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's usually mothers kind of shaking their heads like, yeah, it's going to be tough. And you're like, oh.
My vagina looked like an old daffodil after I'd given birth.
Oh, see, now you're adding to it.
That's not helping the situation, my love.
No.
It's just the sort of thing fine. I would imagine helpful mothers would say.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's all sleep deprivation stuff. It's yeah. that sort of thing. But yeah, there's yeah. a bit of that. It's a bit of like lady parts not working anymore. But, you know, but we're okay. Yes, I do yoga. Right. I'm fine.
You Absolutely. Do yoga. Absolutely. Sasha, big thank you for coming in tonight,
thank
darling.
You
You're
so
a
much.
Fabulous guest.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Here's your excellent song now by Denise Williams, which is Let's Hear It for the Boy. Now, my love.
Yes.
Final words.
Just look, thank you so much, gorgeous Sasha Bowen, for coming in. I love you. You know I love
oh,
you.
I love you.
We've shared many a special moment, and I'm looking forward to meeting gorgeous baby Bowen.
Bowen, yes. Well, Marnich.
And Marnich. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening and texting in, and we will see you next week.
See you next week, Sash. Thanks again, darling.
Thanks, darling.
Love you.
And love you.
Good night, Australia.
Joy.
Show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.